Ouais.
Chase Davis on the beat, yeah.
Put that shit on. 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 Put that shit on.
Yeah, yes, sir. Glad to be here, man. Let's get it going.
You guys are locked in on YouTube. What's up, YouTube? You're locked in on your favorite streaming platform. What's up, listeners? This is the Fresher Than Your Average podcast. Just like we never left, shout out to my guy, Animal Brown. He'll be back to drop some heat very, very soon. But right now, I'm J-Hope. And right now, to my left, S.Dot Watch. What's up, my boy?
What's going on with you, my guy?
Man, glad we to be here. You know what I'm saying? Talking a little fashion.
Yes, sir.
Issue 001. I got two cameramen. The cameraman is still here. Jeff is in the building. So we got some new watches, new listeners, Watch. So they need to know your fashion style. Can you describe your fashion style for the people?
Yeah, so my fashion style is more minimalist, right? So you won't really catch me in a lot of things with graphics on it or prints. If I'm thinking about different brands, I think of Fear of God by Jerry, and also ALD and Ralph Lauren. And when I mean by ALD, Aimé Leon Dior.
Yeah.
Dior, mm-hmm. Dior, yeah. So those three brands are what comes to mind when I think about my style. I say that again.
But that's the thing. Everybody's style is different. Yeah. I would say I'm more of a, I'm constantly evolving, Jeff. You know what I'm saying? you might catch me in a designer piece, or you might catch me in some high-end streetwear, but the thing is, you got to evolve. Just like sneakers, with everything, especially with fashion, you got to make sure that you're constantly evolving and making changes, because I got stuck on skinnies for a while. I was in those skinnies for a while.
Right.
I was in those, right?
Yeah.
Had to put them down, dog.
We all were.
Had to put them down, dog. You know what I'm saying? So my first tip, pro tip, I would say, leave the skinnies in 2023, dog. Don't bring those to 2024.
Yeah.
And I understand, skinnies, listen, they're comfortable. You can see the shoe. You know what I'm saying? You get your sock off a little bit. But listen, you got to transition out in 2024. So that's my first thing. Yeah, just constantly evolving, though, for sure.
And that's okay.
Yeah. You have to evolve. That's with anything, right? We get older, try new things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it's all about, evolving.
Yep.
All right.
I agree.
Let's get with a listener question. Now, this has been sitting in the tank for about a year and a half now.
I know, right?
So, this is from Freshmas 2021. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Are you pro or anti wearing hang tags on your sneakers? Now, this is a hang tag.
Yep.
Wash, talk to the people.
It's going to be a big no for me.
Okay.
You know, no to the hang tag. I know Virgil with the Off-White is also known for the tags on his shoes. That's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, just not.
Across the board.
It came into movement as far as the 90s. That was a 90s thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Wearing the hang tags on the sneakers. But, I ain't gonna lie, Off-White, I gotta pull out my hang tag. Nah, I'm gonna be real. Zip tie gotta be on there. But everything else, nah, I'm straight. You know, it's kind of an old school look. And it looks a little tacky. It's kind of like wearing the StockX tag when you buy something from StockX. And also take those stickers off those fitted caps. Listen, I'm telling you, I've been waiting to talk about a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Man, I still see it. And it's giving me nightmares seeing those stickers on those fitteds, dog. So, but yeah, Jordan.
You're talking about on the bed, right?
Your size.
Dude,
your 73A New Era sticker. Nah, you got to get those out. But Jordan 3s, Jordan 4s, I understand why people do it. But if it's not an Off-White sneaker, I would say dead the hang tag, for sure.
An Off-White sneaker, too. But
it's a good one. Yeah, I mean, and they don't make them like they used to. This is a little flimsy.
Yeah,
came with
definitely.
The Reimagined 3s. No,
right.
There's no way. Let's get to the recent pickups, guys.
Cool.
All right. Recent pickups, Jeff's favorite segment of the show.
Shout out to Jeff.
In this issue, we'll confirm our latest pickups. Now, this, we've been down a couple of months. So, in turn, this is just from December until now.
Okay.
Present day. All right.
That's fair.
You can kick things off, Wash.
Yeah. So, for me, right off the bat, man, the new Fear of God Adidas collab.
Yeah.
Cop that collection.
Yeah.
So super excited about it.
She got them on foot.
Yeah. Yeah. It just came in the mail a couple of days ago. So first time testing them out.
Yeah.
It's a great feel. Mm-hmm. Shoe feels great. I will go down a half size in this one in the basketball version. I will go up a half a size in that one. But yeah, that's been my most recent pickup is that Fear of God Adidas collection.
Anything else?
Because I also copped the short sleeve sweatshirt as well. So.
Yeah. What's the size in here now? In our group chat.
Yeah, for me, when it comes to Fear of God, I always keep it true to size because it is meant to fit oversized.
Yeah.
So I don't go down a size because it's meant to fit baggy. So I pretty much stick to true to size. So I go large.
Yeah. And our group chat, letting in behind the fifth wall of the group chat.
Yeah.
This is the thing, guys. Like, we were talking about that and Chris, shout out to Animal Brown, ACJ, whatever my dog is called. He was dogging the sizes, and the sizing really just depends on you. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I know Jerry did an interview where he stated that the Fear of God collection is designed for everybody. Mm. I'll tell you, it's not. It's not made for everybody. Yeah. So if you're of the bigger side of things, I know you may feel like you need to go down because you want it to fit a little more.
Yeah, Husky Nation is what it's called.
Right, yeah, and you don't want it to look too big on you. But you have to understand that that's how he designed it. So that's how he wants it to fit. So if you don't like that, then the Fear of God collection may not be for you. Yeah. You know, it's just that simple. So because it is really fit, it's made to fit oversized.
Yeah.
So we watched one video where a guy, when he wears an extra large normally, he went down to a medium.
Yeah.
And he was very critical of the fit and everything. You know how that went.
Cameron, you going to put that in while they talking? Yeah, yeah, go
because
ahead.
Because he's a guy in an XL wearing a medium, so you know how that looked on camera. The hood was too small.
Yeah.
It fit in certain areas. The sleeves were too short as well. So, but again, it just wasn't made for his body type. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's fashion is subjective and style is objective as well. So just finding something that's a good fit for you.
Yeah. Circle back to you. You finished on your recent pickups.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to talk about what you did to the Trenches hat? Are you going to keep that to yourself?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Not necessarily what you did to it, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
So talk to the people. Yeah.
Yeah. So Trenches is a local brand here in Nashville. Shout out to Middle Tennessee in the Nashville community. I know, right?
Yeah, free puff for sure.
Yeah, so they came out with a fitted to represent the brand in the Buchanan district, to be specific. So the fitted that I got was black, and the logo, which is a B logo with a flower in the center, it was gold.
Yeah.
So black and gold, right? So for those that know me, I'm a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It'd be very tough for me to be walking around in a black and gold hat. So what I did was I went and took some red paint and painted the flower red.
Yeah.
So the B is still gold, but I just added a touch of crimson in there. Just a shout out to my frat. So,
yeah, man.
And I think it turned out great. I send you a photo.
I thought it was fire, you know. And, you know, I'm not a member of anything other than Fresh Fry Fresh. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guys. That is a fact. But, yeah, no, I thought it was dope, man. We were at the event, and he copped it. And he's like, I got to do something to this. And my dog had done something to it. Yeah, no, it was fire. So, wanted to give you some credit on that.
Appreciate that, man.
All right, so listen. I copped a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
No, ain't no ISO. No, it's something light. AMI 5s, Dawn and Dusk. Had to get them both. You know what I'm saying? Had trouble getting them.
Blood,
you know what I'm saying? No, chill, guys. I had to cop
Dawn
those.
And Dusk.
Dawn and Dusk. You know what I'm saying? Dawn and Dusk.
Yeah,
tell us
more about that.
And, that's, you know, since now and until then, let's see. Here's the thing. Okay, went to New York. Saw some glasses that I wanted. Shout out to my guy, Al. I had FOMO because I have a narrow head, small head, 7 1/4. If you guys are sending in free hat, 7 1/4 to your boy. And it hit perfect, watch. Like, the glasses were finally just perfect. Jean Paul Gaultier. And I said, man, but they was $6.95 in kit.
Yeah, nice ticket.
Yeah, nice ticket. So I was like, you know what? I got on the plane and I was thinking, y'all should have copped those. So in turn... Got a little research going.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say you made him turn the plane around. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I wish. Yeah, I wish. But yeah, did a little bit of research. So I copped a pair of shades for my first real purchase for some shades. So
fire.
Try to wear those maybe next show or something. See, you know what I mean?
So, we'll so they're that. The glasses with the clear glasses. Clear
yeah.
lens? Okay.
Yeah, cool. Little circle joints. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. But you need that when you got a smaller head. You need a, I didn't know I needed the circles. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I copped those. Yeah. But, yeah, I tried it. But, yeah. No but after that, let me see. Just some regular, you know, some clothes and stuff, but nothing to really talk about.
So. Rick, what's that?
Just, you know what I mean? No more shoes, though, since January, you know, since, yeah, December. So, yeah, Ben.
Which is basically, we 2 weeks in. We 2 weeks in, yeah. So, so,
yeah. Hey, the month is young. So, yeah. The month is young.
We still got a ways to go.
All right, let's move to Cop or Drop, Wash. Yes, sir. Clearly, it is Cop or Drop. If you guys have any ideas of a way to say this other than Cop or Drop, please send them to the guys, man.
Yeah.
Fresher than your average everywhere. First shoe is the Nike Mac Attack SP Travis Scott Cactus Jack. The release date is December the 19th. The colorway is light smoke gray, black and white. Retail, $120. Mm-hmm. Resale, $300. Cop, drop, or resale, Wash?
Drop for me.
Drop.
Yeah, what you learn about me as this journey goes on is I'm more of an OG type of guy. So yeah, when I see this shoe, it looks just like the original version that came out not too long ago. Thanks. They just flipped the swoosh around. So, I mean, it's a great looking shoe, don't get me wrong, but I prefer the OG format with the regular swoosh and colorway. So it's a drop for me.
I like these. I wish they would have done a different colorway to start things off, more of a Travis colorway, maybe a brown, maybe an olive to start things off, maybe even a yellow. Something like that. But like you said, I like the original OG pair, but I would have to drop these as well. Yep.
Fair enough. All right. What do you think about the resale price, though?
Resale price?
Kind of hefty.
$300 for those is crazy. $300 for those is crazy. It's a good shoe. It is a great shoe. I really do, but I really think so. But I think when they come with some different social status, did one? Did you get the social status?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
They had a pair of Mac Attacks that came out. It was fire. I think if they do a different colorway, it'll be one of those ones. So I think they'll do more.
Yep.
Travis Scott's been in for a big 2024, I think so.
Yep.
Moving right along to the next shoe is the ASICS Gallery Department GT2160 in a white and pure silver colorway. Came out on December the 19th. Retail, $295 for an ASICS is crazy. Resale for this, $560. Cop, drop, or resale, Watch.
This is a resale for me.
Okay.
I don't own a pair of ASICs, but I figure because they linked up with Gallery Department, that's the reason why the ticket is what it is.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a dope shoe, though. I like the collab that they did. Don't really have much use for it in what I do with my fashion, but if I were able to get them, I'd definitely resell them for sure.
This is a cop for me. I was on ASICS website. I just knew when we recorded this podcast, I was gonna that was going to be a part of my recent pickups, cameraman. But ASICS, not familiar with bots, and I was sitting there locked in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They were sold out in 40 seconds.
Wow.
So
come on, ASICS.
Come on, ASICS. And I cop a lot of Gallery Department. It's a good brand. It's a heavier, minimalistic. You can move around in it, wear it with a bunch of different stuff. I like this sneaker, and it would have went with a lot of the Gallery stuff. I am contemplating paying the resale for these because I like them, dog.
Wow, yeah. Hey,
but
you like
but here's
like.
The thing, once people get them in hand, I think that resale price will go down. It'll be something I can cop.
So yeah, that's fair.
I'm hooking, but 560, I'm not paying.
You watching.
560, yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching. Yeah. Moving right along to the Air Jordan 14 Black and White. This is a this is a franchise shoe right here.
Yeah.
December the 20th, Black and University Gold and White. Retail price, $180. Resale for $200. Cop, drop, resale.
Drop. Yeah. And I'm really surprised that the resale is above retail right now. I think these are definitely drop below retail once they release. But yeah, this shoe is it's a basic 14. It's what I see. And it's the black with the white color added to it. It doesn't really do much for me. It's a drop for me, though.
Yeah. I'm dropping these. Yeah. Dropping them off at the local jail, because when people were walking out of the jail, they're putting these are another pair of fresh outs to end the year. Not for me. It's an ugly shoe. I'm not a fan of the 14s. Do you rock the 14s?
I don't.
Do you
I
have
don't.
A pair of 14s?
I did have a pair of the playoff 14s.
Okay.
But I sold them, though.
Yeah. I don't own any 14s.
It just wasn't something I could really go with, because tongue does something different.
It does.
You know, it's a real thin, yet high,
yeah,
sort of kind of. So yeah, yeah, nah.
It would scrape and everything. I don't, right. You can't hit the jeans the right way.
Can't hit the right way.
Nah, man. Not a fan of those 14s right there. Just 14s, period. Don't own a pair. I think I stopped at the 12s and I have a pair of playoffs, taxis, and chill.
Flex.
No. I'm just saying I stopped at the 12s. Do I have any 13s? You got some 13s.
Yeah. Yeah. Bread. Bread 13.
I got the Flint 13s. That's right. Mm-hmm. I won those on a crazy COVID. It was COVID. And it was the, what's the thing called? Shock drop.
Shock drop, yeah.
Last chance. Last dance. Mm-hmm. And I still had, they dead stock. That's just a stupid purchase.
Yeah, yeah. I got the 13s off the sneaker app.
Yeah.
Retail. Yeah, they ain't even sell out.
Yeah. Hey, you so. Put them, and you going to wear your kicks now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah,
you got to wear your kicks. Definitely cop responsible.
No,
moving right along to the Joe Fresh Goods New Balance 990 V4 1998 edition. They came in an intro in a white, a black outro, and Keisha Blue. These come out December 22nd for the retail price of $220. Shout out to Keisha. Mm-hmm. And a resale price of $350. Watch where you at with these. Cop drop resale.
Big cop on these, man. Yeah. Yeah, I like the outros.
Yeah.
The outros. I like those. I'd also freak the lace a little bit, too. I'd change the colorway on the lace just to give it a little personalization pop. on my end. But, yeah.
What colorway you going with the laces? White.
White or I even throw a pink lace in there, man.
Ooh, just to throw it off.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
To give it a good contrast.
A few moments later.
I lied about recent pickups. I copped the outros in black and white. Had to pay the resale for those. I was hot about it too. Yeah, I had to get those.
He copped the outros. Yeah, copped the outros and the Keisha Blue action.
Nah,
he got all three of these.
No, just the outros. Just the outros. But yeah, nah, I think this is, and we'll talk about it. This is a sneaker, dog. This is one of the ones. The Keisha Blue, a little smurfy. That's more of a lady shoe to me. It's more of a lady shoe.
And it's Keisha Blue.
It's so, Keisha Blue, you know. Yeah. And then the intro white is something I don't think that I could rock, but I didn't know that outro was patent leather on the top right
there. Is it? Okay.
That's patent leather, dog. Yeah, man, they different. That's a good shoe right there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I like those. All right, move right along to my guy, the Nike Kobe 4 Protro Gift of Mamba. Now, these come out on December 27th, an all black colorway, retail price $180. You want a pair right now, they're $520. Cop, drop, or resale.
I mean, I would cop these if I was going to be a referee somewhere. Well, other than that, it's a drop.
Don't be disrespectful. This is the gift of Mamba's, dog.
Other than that, it's a drop.
Let's just do this.
Yeah,
right.
I like Kobe, but he's not my guy.
No.
He's
don't
not my
like
guy.
Kobe,
so I'm
dropping
bro. These.
No, you
I'm
don't like Kobe. No, that's what I'm saying. You're not a fan of Kobe. What are we not going
to
do?
Maybe I come to FSP, we'll dive in.
This is the thing, though. If you notice,
we'll peel back a layer.
Shout out to FSP. Every Monday, tell a friend. But listen, no LeBrons was mentioned in this.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm an MJ guy. Let's not be disrespectful.
Now you're not a
Mike
LeBron guy?
Mike is my guy.
Now you're not a LeBron guy?
MJ, Iverson, LeBron.
But
we'll talk about
right.
that on FSP, though.
I'm going to be right. I never heard you say nothing about Allen Iverson. You don't own a pair of Reeboks.
I will visit FSP
you don't, okay.
one evening. And we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bang with
Jeff is in the
definitely
back.
Bang with AI more than Kobe. I tell you what,
Jeff, I see now that real quick, Jeff's thing of he's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing.
And I didn't know it reached to FTYA,
right? Yeah.
But it has now leaked into the FTYA as he come through. And listen, Jeff's gonna listen. He's gonna help somebody out, except for me.
Except for this boy.
Yup. You come for me all the time.
So guy.
You can't do that. Okay. But yeah, these are cop for me.
Of course.
I need these. I'm going to try to get these. Wasn't able to get the reverse Grinches. Don't want to pay resale, so I'm going to let everybody get their pair. Maybe catch a little resale on these. But good cop with the all black gift of Mamba.
Man.
Shout out to my guy.
All black is nasty.
And last but not least, the Adidas Gucci Gazelle in gray and white. They re-release on December the 29th in a all monogram, double G everywhere, very open gazelle there, and a retail price, $950. If you want a pair right now, you're getting for $875.
Sheesh.
Cop, drop, or resale?
Drop. I mean, I love the gazelle silhouette, but I'm not a monogram guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just screams look at my feet, look at what I'm wearing, which is fine if that's your style.
If that's you.
It's just not my speed, though, so it's going to be a drop all the way for me.
Okay. I have a pair of the Gucci Gazelles, one of my favorite shoes of 2021. Mm-hmm. Great shoe. It came out in 2022 as well. You can wear them, dress them up, dress them down. This is a little too much for me. This is too much look at me. I'm dropping these all the way. Good shoe, though. I think it was one of the best collabs of the last 2 years. I think they're running their course with it, maybe switching it up to a different silhouette. I know the Samba's popping right now, so maybe they'll get a Samba.
Yeah, we'll touch we'll on see. That. Yeah. Because your Gazelles are more subtle. It's a Gucci, but you don't know unless
you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
One of those type of things.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's a good sneaker.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yep. All right, before we get started with the top 10 sneakers of 2023, let's talk about what we got on foot. This is the Wear Your Kicks segment. What we say here at FTYA is wear your kicks, man. Cop responsibly every week, every issue. What do you have on foot right now, Wash?
This is the Adidas Fear of God collab, the 85 Low.
Okay.
In the Sesame colorway.
Yeah.
So the upper is more of the OG 85 Low silhouette. And Jerry put his own twist to the sole. If you're familiar with Fear of God, they always come with that thick sole, thick solid sole. So, yeah.
That is the same sole from the Nike joints.
Similar. Yeah, minus the air.
Minus the air, yeah.
Well, for sure.
Yeah. What I got on foot, the Jordan 3 Reimagined White Cement. One of my favorite shoes of the year. Just a great sneaker, very comfortable. The leather is a little stiff. We talked about this in pre-production. Not as loose as the, I think, what year did those come out? The 2017s with the free throw line?
Around that time, 2017 free throw line.
Yeah, they're not as, the leather is a little bit better on those, but these are solid.
Very.
Yeah, really good shoe. Happy about the purchase. Good shoe. You want to talk about what you got? I don't know, Wash. We can talk about that cardigan. That's fire. Talk to the people.
Appreciate it, man. So this cardigan is Lululemon.
Okay.
When most people hear about Lulu, they think of women's wear.
Yeah.
But they have a great men's line as well. Mm-hmm. It is made of alpaca. What do we do with alpaca?
Shit. Man, we blot that shit.
Yeah, thank you.
We got to blot that shit.
Here we go. Yes, sir.
Jeff, he got alpaca on over here. You ain't going to talk about that, Jeff. Jeff is around the corner. Come on, man.
So, that's the card.
Jeff would have put me in a parlay.
Had an accessory as well. Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. Listen. Shout out to Coach Penny. My dog, say my dog Wash going to have some accessories. Say him and his homies the accessory guy.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Shout out to that. This is I don't really wear a lot of turtlenecks. My only turtleneck in the collection.
I
ain't got no current. I don't have any. But this is. that was a shot.
What is that?
Oh, I got to let the listeners in on that. Jeff said the only thing that I'm missing are brunch boots.
That is a shot. For you, that is a shot.
That's a shot. That's disrespectful.
At you, that is a shot.
That's disrespectful, dog. Nah, for real. We got to talk. That might be my worst of the week. That might be my worst of the week, dog. I'm going to be real. That hurt. Huh? They said what? Brunch boots. Oh yeah, niggas still in brunch boots. Yeah, that's a fact, Jack. Yeah.
Damn, gang. Out, man.
Can't believe you, dog. We're from the same hood. We're from the same hood, bro. You think I would wear brunch boots?
No. I said if you had extra turtlenecks.
Wow. I don't own any turtlenecks. Yeah. All right. But I have an AMI Paris turtleneck on. Fine. Cut it on YouTube. Kind of check it out and see. Matches my 3. So yeah, I can't believe Jeff, that hurt me. Alright. This is why we're here, man. Top 10 sneakers of 2023, filled with a plethora of stories and noteworthy releases from signature sneakers or re-releases. Brands made sure to bring heat throughout the entire year with inline releases, collabs, and even some new silhouettes like Wash has on foot right there. With an eventful year coming to an end, we're here to rank the top 10 sneakers of the year. You got any honorable mentions before we go into the
I really don't. Okay. I really don't. I think my list is what it is. It's solid, you know.
Yeah.
If you didn't make it, you just didn't make it.
Okay.
Better luck in 2024.
Yeah, I have one. It is the Nike Peace Minus One, Quando One. Matter of fact, I'm finna send you guys, not on camera, my list, so you can follow along with me.
Yeah. Jeff said he wanted to see this.
Nah, for sure. I'm sending it to Jeff. I want you to see these. You know what I'm talking about? What
was the name again?
The Nike Peace Minus One, Kwando One. They're supposed to be worn with suits. They're black and white. They kind of look like a panda.
Yeah,
they
got it has
you would know what that thing is to go over the top.
It's like a kilt, but not like a tasseled kilt.
It's not a kilt, guys. It is like a tasseled thing. Yeah. No, those are fire.
On the shoe, yeah.
So that's my honorable mention. That's fair. As far as I like those.
It's like a wingtip vibe.
It is like a wingtip vibe, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about? Show it to the cameraman. All right.
Here we go.
Number 10 on the list. Wash, you kick things off. What you got? Number 10.
Yeah, let me give a quick tip, though, because with my list, you may have to do a little research. It's not going to be a bunch of release brands that you hear a lot of. So
you got to give cameraman a picture of all 10 of yours.
We'll do. Yeah
and
for
I'll
sure.
Look how unhappy he is about
doing that.
Yeah, no your doubt. Team.
So okay. Number 10,
yeah,
the Rude Recess Low Bread.
Okay. So I remember the highs.
Yeah. If you're familiar with Rude, they're a clothing brand.
Yep.
They make a really cool shoe as well. They reissue it every year, but every year they come up with a different colorway that's pretty clean. And you could do a lot with it. So my number 10 is the Rude Recess in low in the bread colorway.
All right. My number 10 is the Nike Vomero 5 Dornbecker edition. Mm. February 2023 release. I think it's one of the more comfortable shoes of 2023. Anybody's particularly aware of the Dornbecker thing. There's kids at a hospital that designed a shoe. And a kid, I forgot his name. Makes me mad. I don't remember this kid's name. I should have wrote that down. But yeah, a kid designed a great sneaker. It's a yellow with like a burnt orange colorway to them. Some Velcro for the swooshes. If you want to get these right now, they're $415. That's why I don't own them. So, but they're fire. They are fire.
I like how you ran by that price real quick.
Yeah, nah.
If you want to copy these, $500.
Yeah. But that Vomero, I'm telling you, that's one of Nike's big releases. They were trying to compete with New Balance's mesh run that they had. So, yeah, the Nike Vomero 5, Dornbecker.
Cool.
Coming in number 9, what you got, Wash?
I've got the Jordan 5 AMI in the Dusk.
In the Dusk.
The Dusk. So the black colorway.
Okay.
I love the detail of that shoe. I like how they gave them creative control in attacking the net on the AJ5. They really added that detail. That instead of the normal nets you see on the AJ5, it actually has the AMI logo going throughout the net of the side of the shoe. So very creative, very detailed.
Yeah.
The Air Jordan 5 in the Dusk. So that's the black colorway for those that don't know.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy because my 9 is the AMI 5 Dawn.
There you go.
November 2023 release. I think AMI is on a run that we haven't seen in years, man. And from the looks on the web, I thought this shoe was white the entire time, but it's more of a light gray.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a smoke gray.
I thought it was white too.
Yeah, me too. It's saw funny. These, and I saw a black lace in them. I was like, you know what? I got to get those. So the black lace that came with the Dusk, put those in there, and then the cream that go in the actual Dusk.
That's a great point. I like that added part too.
Ah,
you can
man,
put that
yeah,
cream
no,
lace
fine.
In the, yeah. the Dusk.
And if you're trying to cop these, resale price $250. Very relatable.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all. Moving on to number 8. What you got at 8?
The Jordan 4 SB in the pine green.
At 8?
At 8.
Wow. Okay.
At 8.
Okay.
Woo. And if we're being honest, it's lucky it made my list at all. But the reason why it did, though, is because this may be the first time we've seen the Jordan 4 in an SB version.
Yeah,
is that correct?
It is.
So yeah, that's really why it's on my list, is because that creative. I think they were listening to the consumer.
Okay.
They've always wanted the Air Jordan 4 in a skate version. So,
yeah.
And the colorway is cool, I think. So, yeah.
Damn, gang.
The Jordan 4 in the pine green. Lucky to be on the list.
Lucky to barely 8. Made it.
It's on the list.
Snuck in there. All right. Wow. At number 8, I have the Travis Scott Jordan 1 Low Women's Edition Olive. Came out in April 2023.
Okay. Yeah.
If you look at the early Travis Scott sneakers, you can see it's Yeezy inspired. I think this release finally showed Travis who he really is. He was able to kind of do his thing with these, and I may step on some toes with this. Bless you, cameraman. Travis Scott made the Jordan 1 cool.
What?
Jordan 1 low. Jordan 1 low. He made the Jordan 1 low cool.
Not for me. I've been wearing the Jordan 1 low.
Jordan 1 low, he made it cool. I'm just saying. Don't get me wrong.
For a minute.
It's always had his fans, but the way that it skyrocketed, I got a pair of.
Well, that's true. Yeah. He made it popular. Dude. I give you that.
Come on, man. But by far, this women's exclusive was one of the best ones of 2023. But that Jordan 1 low, they were on shelves.
True.
You could get them for the cheap.
Yeah, and I got then the white navies for a real
come
low
on,
price.
Man. I have a pair of the black and red joints, opposite joints. What are those? Red.
Chicago's.
Yeah, Lowe's.
Chicago Lowe's.
Chicago Lowe's, right? I caught those for like $175. They're like $600 now. Yeah. Come on,
it's because
man.
Of Travis?
It's because of Travis. Yeah. You want a pair of these right now, they're $800. So good luck with that. All right, well, we got a six, Wash.
Seven. Staying with the Jordan, I've got the Jordan 3 J Balvin. Is that pronounced his name?
J Balvin.
Balvin. In the... Medellin Sunset.
Medellin Sunset. Oh, that's what we doing? Are you on it? You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't want it? Okay.
Yeah. So for me, this shoe, shout out to Pride. You know, I thought when I first saw this shoe, it was for a particular community, you know, but I was educated that it was not. So
no.
Not that it matters.
No.
But yeah, it's number seven for me, the Jordan 3 wow. J Balvin.
Wow, brother. My number seven is the Jordan 3 White Cement Reimagined I have on foot right now, March 23.
Ooh,
yeah,
it's
kind of
low.
Yeah, that's right. That's not low. That's not low. No.
It's kind of low.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't that bad.
You jumping the free throw line in there, man.
Nah, I don't give a damn what he jumped in.
All-Star Weekend.
It's six other shoes better than this, dog. It ain't even no
we'll
question.
We'll
but
see.
This shoe, as you can tell, it's been re-released so many times. And on top of that, like we mentioned, the
but
leather,
not correctly though. Not correctly.
I don't think they did this one correctly. I really don't. The leather is not pristine. Like on those J Balvin's, pristine leather. Pristine leather. This leather, solid. I don't like how they do the laces. This is a great shoe though. I mean, that yellowing of the midsole and on the heel tab, it's growing on me. I love the age look.
The Jordan
of this
Air.
Shoe. Yeah.
It's what you love.
You know.
The OG.
Nike Air joint. Yeah, nah, for sure.
Kobe couldn't do it. Go ahead.
Kobe just got some dropping. Don't be disrespectful now. Yeah, come on, gang. Like, but here we go. Back to this one. You can get this for $300 right now. And you might walk in the store and get a pair of these.
Yeah, somebody posted on social media that they were selling those in Ross.
Okay. Yeah, they might. They might.
I think that was cap. Yeah. No, it was small sizes. It was cap, though. Somebody probably walked in there and...
But
do a fake tag on
the subtle tweaks that they did for this shoe, I just wish that they would have kept the pristine leather that they got. Or just let them use the same leather that they used on the J Bev, which is a top five shoe. Move right along to number six. What you got, Wash?
You say so. Number six, I have the Adidas Sean Witherspoon in the hemp.
Fire.
Yeah, so Cameron, I'll send that image to you as well. But it's like it's a green colorway, but it's got a ivory threading all throughout the shoe. Super cool.
Fire.
Super solid shoe. So, you know, I think it's something you can really get versatile with.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, that's my number six.
Yeah. Okay. What I have at six is the Joe Fresh Good New Balance 990 V4 Outro that came out in November 2023. That outro, man, listen, once I saw that it was patent leather, on that upper,
yeah, it's on
me. You gotta see it,
that.
Dog. Yeah, that Joe Fresh Good run is a different run.
Yeah,
listen, man. Listen, it's that off white mesh, and I'm not a fan of mesh shoes.
Right.
So if you see a shoe that I cop, that mesh got to be black. But this,
that's fair.
It's an off white. Like you can kind of, it already has an aged look to it with the 1998 on the heel tab with the same font from Belly.
Dang.
Man, he killed it,
with
man.
The detail, huh?
Yeah, man. Nah.
That was a part of his rollout, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
The Belly reenactment.
It's Belly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this is a shoe. Yeah, rollout is nasty. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Coming in number five. What we got at five, Wash?
The New Balance 1906 R Diamond District.
Okay. I gotta see these.
Yeah. So again, it's another I like what they do with the color. It's more of a hunter green with some gray hints that are light and dark gray.
Let me get that.
Not particularly a fan of the 1906 because, you know, it's Alpha Phi Alpha. You know, we cop Alpha Phi over here.
Oh, my God. That's enough.
I think it would be better if it was 1911.
You said the 1906 what?
R. 1906 R.
Okay. What's the name of it? The Diamond District?
A Diamond District.
Mm-hmm. Let me see these.
Yeah, so and it's also got some brown mixed in with them as well. I just love the way what they did with the colorway.
These ain't bad. Wait, I'm looking at a green shoe. Is this shoe green?
Show me.
Oh, let me see.
You see how the outsole has some off is off white.
Oh, okay,
it's
I
got
see.
Brown and
yeah. Why? Okay. Did you cop these? What?
I haven't.
Are you gonna cop?
We'll see. Cause I really just got into the 1906. You know, I
own
a pair
of 1906. Whatchamacallit's about to do a collab with that 1906. Salehi. All right, number five on my list, I have the Nike Air Jordan 4 SB Pine Green, March 2023 release. A simplistic masterpiece, guys. Upper features, some of the best leathers of 2023. Like I mentioned with these. If you match those leathers with these leathers, you'd be like, okay, I see the big difference. This is how a Jordan 4 is supposed to be made. Very durable. You can maneuver in them. It's just a great shoe. And the gum bottom? You had these at 9 with a gum bottom?
I had them at 8, but go ahead.
You had them at 9.
I'm looking at
but
my list.
But the cut
now.
On this, okay, I think you had them at 9. But the cut on
I'm
this.
Looking at my list now. I had them at 8.
Sounded like it was 9. But the cut on this for.
Do you skate?
I don't skate.
Okay.
You know, I didn't skate them at all. But I think the cut on these fours is going to be the cut that they use for the foreseeable future. I think it is that cut, and it's perfect, man. Fire collab, resale price $400 for these two.
It would make sense if you skated to have them at 4.
Not necessarily, because nobody
since
skates fours.
Then.
Yeah.
Since
but
don't.
That's the, if that's the
skaters
case.
Skaters do.
Okay.
Skaters wear them.
So that's what I'm saying. Like you get basketball shoes, when last time you hoop?
These lifestyle shoes.
Oh, get the hell
lifestyle.
Out of here. Nigga.
So it's a difference.
Some basketball
it's
shoes.
A difference. I'm hooping in some basketball shoes.
Yeah, well.
Through and through.
Do you have a pair of basketball shoes on your list?
No.
Yes, you do.
It's this lifestyle show.
No, you're damn lying. No,
oh, these are lifestyle shoes.
No, you have a
Amos?
No.
We hooping in Amos?
No, Jordan 3s. Jordan 3 on your list.
The Balvins. We definitely ain't hooping in the Balvins.
You
Balvins.
Can.
you know we ain't doing that.
We can. All right. What we got at 4, Doc?
4 on my list. There we are. Okay. Adidas Samba in the Wales Bonner pony hair leopard print. Talk to me.
Ain't no way. You're not wearing those, Doc.
No, man, I'm wearing those 2-3 times a week.
No, you're not wearing
those. And let me tell you why. Because I love this collab, number one. Wales and Adidas have been killing it with their collaboration over the years. This shoe I look at as is my exotic sneaker in the collection.
Okay.
Got it for a really decent ticket on eBay, actually. So,
oh, you got them.
Yeah.
These in the collection.
Oh, yeah.
You putting them to the dirt.
Put them to the dirt. Lord willing, you'll see them here.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see them here on camera, Lord willing.
Yeah. See these.
But yeah, man. Wales Bonner pony hair leopard print.
Yeah, I like the silver pair of the Wales Bonner that they came out. It's frying that pair.
Those are cool.
Them fire.
But I'll tell you this, though.
Hard to wear, though.
When you wear them, they're smoked because they're going to crease. They're going to crease instantly.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Them joints super shiny.
I mean, they're going to crease in every which way. So the shoe really becomes, it's non-serviceable up to that point.
I hear you.
You know, you've seen a man hat on
a
pair.
Yeah, for sure.
Smoked.
Yeah. I didn't even get to see if they were smoked or not, though. They were smoked.
You know why you didn't notice them?
Yeah.
Say less.
Just move right along. I got 4. Action Bronson, New Balance 990 V6, the Lapis Lazuli pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, June 2023, mesh top. This is more of the wearable pair. The other pair was the Baklava colorway, which is more of a like green, blue, purple. This is like 5 different blues. You can wear them with a good navy. What I did with these, though, is took out, they have boot laces, like Timberland laces in them. I took out a pair from an ALD 992, put them in there. We out the door.
Yeah.
We man. Out the door.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. So,
like
navy laces, turn them up all the way. Mm-hmm. Resale price of these, you want a pair, is $300. But yeah, the Lapis Lazuli Action Bronson sneaker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you got one. That was a dope one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Wash.
Number 3, I've got the Jordan 3 White Cement Reimagine.
Talked about them enough.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say later. Hey, he jumped from the free throw line in those.
Yeah. Yeah.
What can we say?
Yeah.
It's a classic shoe.
It's not a top 3 shoe of the year, though.
Absolutely.
This leather. Not
Absolutely.
Pristine. You know that leather ain't like that.
Speaking it's definitely like that.
No.
To me, it is.
Yeah, well, I'm saying. That's because you don't have the J Balvin's, which I have at 3.
To me, it is.
The Medellin Sunset, September 2023. the Prince of Reggaeton, my boy, J Bev. You know, top five sneaker this year. Top three in my eyes.
When you wear those, did you get any interesting handshakes?
No, I did not. No. Other than reggaeton. Just the reggaeton.
Just asking.
I think J Balvin.
It was all love. Okay.
For sure. I think J Balvin is the head designer now at Nike now. I think he's he surpassed Travis Scott. I'm telling you, this J Balvin run, that sunset feature, that good yellow, the age midsole, the dark hues with the light.
What's some other colors in that shoe?
Yeah, the sunset. I was about to call you something about your name.
We got yellow eyelids. A little bit of orange.
No, it's just yellow.
A little bit of green.
It ain't no green in there.
Sounds like a rainbow to me.
Where the green at? Where the green at? Ain't no green in that shoe.
It blends in.
It is a red. It is a yellow and a blue.
Cameraman, when you put the image up there, make sure that's in HD, in 4K.
Yeah, that's a great shoe, man. Sneaker.
It's definitely a great shoe.
Yeah.
Definitely a great shoe.
What we got at two?
At two, this is where I'm going to ask my listeners to do a little research.
Let me say what you just gave right there. You gave a parental advisory sticker, right?
Yeah.
There. That's what it was. Let's see.
It's for grown folks. Okay. So I liked it. Yeah,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
See, if you're familiar with Golden Goose, they came out with a shoe this year, the Soul Star, in the low. in the low cut, I went with it's more of an all cream, kind of off whitish colorway. What Golden Goose allows you to do, though, is customize them, right? So you can take them to your Golden Goose boutique, get some artwork put on them, personalize them to your liking. So for me, being from Little Rock, Arkansas, I paid some homage to Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as my nickname. People call me Wash, so I added that feature to him as well. So, yeah, for me, Golden Goose, Soul Star.
That ain't it. Yeah. But that's your list, though.
My list.
Hey, man, good Golden Goose, though. Yeah.
Lord willing, you'll see them here.
Yeah, they're going to be.
Don't worry about it.
Pulling out Golden Goose, listen, I can't wear no Golden Goose.
Sure you can.
That is a wash shoe. That's a wash shoe.
You
can
definitely
I can't wear Golden Goose.
My man's in a turtleneck, so he can't wear Golden Goose. You definitely rock Golden Goose, man.
Number two, I have the Kith Clark's 8th Street Adidas Samba. Came out March 2023. Simple but effective. A great sneaker. I'm telling you, triple collab. It's a triple collab. They don't happen a lot. But Ronnie Feig, salute you with this one. You do. There's a Clark Wallaby bottom on this.
Yeah,
fire. Yeah. These will be on the show. I'm wearing them.
We're wearing once or twice that smoke, though. But
no, that's not true. Nah, I'm going to be real. That's true.
We know what the Wallaby sold now.
The Wallaby sold.
It gets nasty.
Gets a little nasty.
Disgusting.
But you do that translucent sole, it's a great. It didn't even look like a Samba, dog. It doesn't look like a Samba at all. Mm-hmm. He killed it, man. I copped the green, really dark green pair. Okay. It almost looks black, but extremely wearable, extremely comfortable.
What color is the sole on those?
Translucent.
Okay.
Yeah, translucent Clark Wallaby bottom, but resale price of these $400. All right, and coming in at numero uno, this should be rich. What you got, Wash?
Yeah, man. No, you won't need to, because everybody knows this guy. Adidas Fear of God in the carbon and sesame color, the basketball sneaker.
Wow.
Basically. So highly anticipated shoe for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, let's keep it a bean. Everybody's been waiting for this shoe to drop. It finally did. Luckily, I was able to get my pair. Glad people slept on them. I think it really separates the people that are for style and those that follow celebrities and trends. I saw a lot of back and forth about Kanye and what he did. And when you look at this shoe and the packaging alone, very reminiscent of his Nike version, right, with the silver bags and everything. He's able to do that because he owns his designs, right? So he can leave Nike, and Nike's never going to say anything to him because he owns his designs. So for me, it's that Adidas Fear of God, the basketball shoe, and the carbon and sesame colorway.
I respect that. My number one is the J-Tips Saucony Grid Shadow 2. And what's the occasion? Where the party, dog? November 2023 release. A Saucony has sneaker of the year in my eyes. This is a great shoe, dog. Man, this is, listen, this.
I can look that one up. What is it again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's yeah, Saucony.
Yeah, Saucony
grid,
what?
Grid Shadow 2. What's the occasion? Where's the party? Yeah. Hey, listen, guys.
It's a lot in the name right there.
Yeah,
my
I'm
goodness.
Just saying. Yeah, no. If this shoe was anything but a Saucony, we would be talking about this shoe as sneaker of the year. Everybody would be talking about it. The price would be triple. This shoe is under $200 in all sizes. I caught both pair. You got it. Listen, nobody is talking about J Tips. He's on fire. He dropped the Azura 2000. Remember the who fronted? It was a little too busy for me last year. Couldn't really get with the beginning of the year. Excuse me. He dropped that in May of 2023. But he dropped two colorways. I initially copped the brown colorway because the other colorway is a little closer to the Salehi's Water Be the Guide that came out in 2021. But
gotcha, yeah.
I had to circle back and get the blue pair too because they are fire. Those are two great sneakers and nobody's talking about them, dog.
What comes in a blue?
There's a blue and then there's a brown.
Mm, okay.
Fire. Fire sneaker. My sneaker of the year. A Saucony. Yeah, nah. Saucony. And it was, hey, listen, out of these 10 shoes that you have washed, how many did you cop?
Let me look at my list
okay,
again.
Let's go
man.
Through it.
Yep. The Adidas Fear God.
Yep.
Golden Goose. Jordan 3 White Cement Reimagined.
Yep.
Adidas Wells Bonner and the Pony Hair Leopard Print.
Yeah, I got to see those.
And the...
Because you talking about those. You talking about my Medellin Sunsets. Hey,
you might be some love letters. These right
okay,
here.
Okay.
What you is love these. And the Rude Recess Low Bread.
Okay.
So that's what, five?
Yeah. So out of the 10, I did not get the Vomeros. They're too high. Can't do it for no Vomeros. I just can't spend $400 on Vomeros.
Fair.
Got the A-My Dons. I got the Travis Scott's. I got the White Cement Reimagined. I got the Joe Fresh Goods. I got the Pine Greens. I got the Action Bronsons. I got the Medellin Sunsets. I got the Clarks, and I got both J-Tips. So, yeah, except for one. Yeah. It's a good year. It's a good year. It's a good year of sneakers. That's a great list, man. I feel good about my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel amazing about mine.
That's good. That's good. Before we close things out, Wash, you want to talk to the people about your closing segment that we'll have on every issue?
Yeah, so if you follow me on socials, what I mean by Instagram, basically.
Yeah, just Instagram.
Yeah, I do it. I consider myself a bootleg mixologist, if you will. So
okay.
I love crafting cocktails here and there. Pause if needed.
If needed, if you don't need it,
then we're good to go.
You know
what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Yeah, so the drink for this week is, just if you do follow me, my hashtag is drink like you got some sense.
Okay.
Right? Drink responsibly, basically.
Yeah.
So we're in the holiday season and people are doing parties, hanging out, just really being outside.
Heard.
So for this season, I'm going to do the espresso martini.
Okay. Shout out to Drake.
Yeah. Shout out to who?
Shout out to Drake.
Okay. What did Drake do?
Drake, he made it hot.
That's a big negative.
Yeah, shout out
but
to...
But yeah, for kids, maybe.
Shout out to Tweet and Deleters.
Tweet.
Shout out to non-believers.
Tweet and Deleters, non-believers, all of that. Yeah. But Drake did not make the espresso martini popular.
He did make it popular.
Right, yeah, and Jamaican accents. What else did he throw on?
Back to your drink.
And cornrows. What else? Tatted eyes. What else he... Contacts. What else is Drake doing? So to make this drink, you're going to go with some coffee liqueur, espresso, vodka of your choice. I usually go with Ketel One vodka. Is my liquor.
Okay.
Shake it, and you've got to include. Also simple syrup as well.
Okay.
And throw all that in the shaker, and strain it into a glass. And you've got to add your three beans in there, your three coffee beans in there as well for good luck.
Is that that's for good luck?
For good luck, yeah.
Heard you.
It's gotta have the three coffee beans in there.
When Drake said he was tweeting to the tweeting the leaders and the non-believers, he had coffee beans in his joint.
That was like last week though, wasn't it?
It was. I'm saying he made it hot though.
We been drinking espressos over here. Washing house for years.
Shout out to Drake, man.
So you know what? Drake probably got it off my page because it's been on my page.
It's true.
Follow
me. Shout out to my dog. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog.
Nah, man, shout out to Drake.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's issue 001. We are back bi-weekly. Shout out to everybody, man, that contributed to get this back going. Shout out to Animal Brown.
Yeah, shout
back
out
on
to
here.
AB, man.
Drop some sneaker talk, just like how we do it. But when we close things out, man, we wear kicks all the time, don't we, Wash?
Always.
You got to cop responsibly as well. Peace.
Peace.